Task 6. You are going to listen to a British radio program. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 8. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
This is the 6 o'clock news. A man has been jailed for 4 years for trying to steal a copy of Magna Carta from Salisbury Cathedral. Mark Royden, who is 47, from Canterbury, was found guilty in January of using a hammer to smash the case holding the document. The judge at Salisbury Crown Court said it had been a determined attempt to steal an item of huge historical importance, and he praised the tourists and stonemasons who had prevented Royden's escape. After years of delay, argument and allegations of corruption, a multi-billion pound system of flood defences for Venice has had its first full test. The project consists of a chain of mobile barriers surrounding the city's lagoon, which can be raised to block high waters coming from the Adriatic Sea.
The project has been troubled from the start. It's 3 times its original budget and years late. Late last year, Venice suffered the worst floods in half a century, which caused over €1 billion of damage and left St. Mark's Square submerged under more than a metre of water. Environmentalists took to the waters today to protest against a project which they say will damage the lagoon and may not even work. The flood defences are not expected to be fully functional until next year.
Royal Mail has been fined £1.5 million for failing to meet its target for first-class post. At least 93% of mail is meant to be delivered within 1 day, but between 2018 and 2019, the company managed only 91.5%. The regulator Ofcom said Royal Mail had failed to provide a satisfactory explanation, and they haven't taken sufficient steps to get back on track. A new report claims most of the emissions cuts achieved by the growth in electric cars could be wiped out by the government's multi-billion pound road building plans. The consultancy group Transport for Quality of Life has analysed data from Highways England and calculated that 80% of the CO2 reduction would be lost. Here is our environment analyst, Roger Harabin.
All new cars sold in the UK must be zero emissions, that's electric or hydrogen, by the middle of the next decade. But today's report says so many conventional cars will still be in use by then that emissions from the UK's major roads will overshoot absolute limits by 2032. It says the problem will be made worse by the government's road building programme. The authors say the roads will use lots of energy-intensive concrete and asphalt, encourage people to drive faster, and prompt more car-dependent development on the edge of towns.
Smile Bank has apologised to its customers who have been unable to access their accounts online or via mobile app for several days. Smile, which is part of the Cooperative Bank and was the UK's first internet-only bank when it launched in 1999, said it was working urgently to resolve the problem. Today marks the 80th anniversary of the start of the Battle of Britain, when the RAF defended the nation from wave after wave of bombing raids from Nazi Germany. The Spitfires and Hurricanes involved became a symbol of the UK's resilience under attack, but what hasn't previously been acknowledged is the role a London schoolgirl played in the fighter plane's successful design, as Sophie Raworth reports.
Hazel Hill was 13 years old and a talented mathematician when her father, a scientific officer at the Air Ministry, asked her for help. It was 1934. Captain Fred Hill had seen the designs for Britain's new fighter planes carrying 4 machine guns and was convinced that wasn't enough. He took home a calculating machine and spent hours with his daughter around the kitchen table, working on analysis to show they needed 8 guns, each firing at least 1,000 rounds a minute to hold their own against the enemy. Her calculations finally convinced the government to change its mind. 80 years after the Battle of Britain began, a 13-year-old girl can now be added to the list of those who helped win the war.
This is the 6 o'clock news. A man has been jailed for 4 years for trying to steal a copy of Magna Carta from Salisbury Cathedral. Mark Royden, who is 47, from Canterbury, was found guilty in January of using a hammer to smash the case holding the document. The judge at Salisbury Crown Court said it had been a determined attempt to steal an item of huge historical importance, and he praised the tourists and stonemasons who had prevented Royden's escape. After years of delay, argument and allegations of corruption, a multi-billion pound system of flood defences for Venice has had its first full test. The project consists of a chain of mobile barriers surrounding the city's lagoon, which can be raised to block high waters coming from the Adriatic Sea.
The project has been troubled from the start. It's 3 times its original budget and years late. Late last year, Venice suffered the worst floods in half a century, which caused over €1 billion of damage and left St. Mark's Square submerged under more than a metre of water. Environmentalists took to the waters today to protest against a project which they say will damage the lagoon and may not even work. The flood defences are not expected to be fully functional until next year.
Royal Mail has been fined £1.5 million for failing to meet its target for first-class post. At least 93% of mail is meant to be delivered within 1 day, but between 2018 and 2019, the company managed only 91.5%. The regulator Ofcom said Royal Mail had failed to provide a satisfactory explanation, and they haven't taken sufficient steps to get back on track. A new report claims most of the emissions cuts achieved by the growth in electric cars could be wiped out by the government's multi-billion pound road building plans. The consultancy group Transport for Quality of Life has analysed data from Highways England and calculated that 80% of the CO2 reduction would be lost. Here is our environment analyst, Roger Harabin.
All new cars sold in the UK must be zero emissions, that's electric or hydrogen, by the middle of the next decade. But today's report says so many conventional cars will still be in use by then that emissions from the UK's major roads will overshoot absolute limits by 2032. It says the problem will be made worse by the government's road building programme. The authors say the roads will use lots of energy-intensive concrete and asphalt, encourage people to drive faster, and prompt more car-dependent development on the edge of towns.
Smile Bank has apologised to its customers who have been unable to access their accounts online or via mobile app for several days. Smile, which is part of the Cooperative Bank and was the UK's first internet-only bank when it launched in 1999, said it was working urgently to resolve the problem. Today marks the 80th anniversary of the start of the Battle of Britain, when the RAF defended the nation from wave after wave of bombing raids from Nazi Germany. The Spitfires and Hurricanes involved became a symbol of the UK's resilience under attack, but what hasn't previously been acknowledged is the role a London schoolgirl played in the fighter plane's successful design, as Sophie Raworth reports.
Hazel Hill was 13 years old and a talented mathematician when her father, a scientific officer at the Air Ministry, asked her for help. It was 1934. Captain Fred Hill had seen the designs for Britain's new fighter planes carrying 4 machine guns and was convinced that wasn't enough. He took home a calculating machine and spent hours with his daughter around the kitchen table, working on analysis to show they needed 8 guns, each firing at least 1,000 rounds a minute to hold their own against the enemy. Her calculations finally convinced the government to change its mind. 80 years after the Battle of Britain began, a 13-year-old girl can now be added to the list of those who helped win the war.